Now with the news, I'm Wen Jie. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has welcomed reports that Haitian stakeholders have nominated representatives to the Transitional Presidential Council. The UN Security Council has also issued a statement on Haiti, recognizing the key role of the Caribbean community in facilitating Haiti's efforts to overcome the ongoing political stalemate and security situation. The UN General Assembly has adopted a resolution to promote safe, secure, and trustworthy artificial intelligence systems for sustainable development. The resolution stresses the need for the standard of safe, secure, and trustworthy AI systems to promote digital transformation and equitable access to their benefits in order to achieve sustainable development and address other shared global challenges. A Chinese envoy has urged the international community to make collective efforts to alleviate humanitarian crisis in Syria and promote a political solution to the Syrian issue. China's Deputy Permanent Representative to the United Nations, Geng Shuang, was speaking at a UN Security Council briefing on Syria. He said unilateral sanctions and resource plunder have long hindered the economic recovery and social development in Syria, and foreign forces should immediately end their illegal military presence in the country. Ministers from five Arab countries have met the Secretary General of the Executive Committee of the Palestine Liberation Organization in Cairo to discuss the situation in Gaza. The participants called for achieving a comprehensive and immediate ceasefire, increasing the access of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, and opening all crossings between Israel and Gaza. They rejected any attempts to displace Palestinians from their land or liquidate the Palestinian cause. The Arab officials also held a meeting with visiting U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the Egyptian capital. Adel El Marouki reports.
Besides his usual meetings with Egyptian and Qatari representatives who are leading the mediation efforts between Israelis and the Palestinians, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with an expanded diplomats from the Arab world, a collection of foreign ministers that included Jordan, Saudi Arabia, UAE, a Palestinian Liberation Organization, and the Prime Minister of Qatar, along with the Egyptian Foreign Minister, together sat with the U.S. Secretary of State to discuss the developments in the ceasefire talks, through which both Egypt and the United States Secretary of State says that progress has been made. They did not, however, give any details about what kind of progress or when a deal for brokering another ceasefire in Gaza could be expected.
Leaders from the European Union have agreed to open accession negotiations with Bosnia and Herzegovina. The move comes as EU leaders are convening a summit in Brussels. Bosnia and Herzegovina applied for EU membership in 2016, and it officially attained the candidate status in December 2022. U.S. authorities have accused tech firm Apple of illegally maintaining a monopoly over smartphones. The U.S. Justice Department, along with 16 other state and district attorneys general, filed a civil antitrust lawsuit against Apple on Thursday. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Apple's strategy hurts both consumers and developers.
We allege that Apple has employed a strategy that relies on exclusionary, anti-competitive conduct that hurts both consumers and developers. For consumers, that has meant fewer choices, higher prices and fees, lower quality smartphones, apps and accessories, and less innovation from Apple and its competitors.
NASA and SpaceX have launched the 30th Commercial Resupply Services mission to the International Space Station. SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft will deliver over 6,000 pounds of scientific research, supplies, and hardware to the orbiting laboratory. A delegation of Chinese scholars and officials has commended the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention headquarters in Ethiopia as an example of China-Africa cooperation under the Belt and Road Initiative. This came as scholars from Beijing Normal University, Chinese government officials, and other stakeholders visited the Africa CDC headquarters in Addis Ababa, the Ethiopian capital. The Chinese-built Africa CDC headquarters was officially inaugurated in Addis Ababa in January 2023. And that's the news. I'm Wen Jie.